Listening Test 1. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to an example. On the recording, you will hear, Woman, hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye. On the test book, you will read, which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A, breakfast, B, lunch, C, dinner, D, all meals. The correct answer is A, breakfast. Now, let's begin with the first question. 1. I didn't want to go to university, so when I finished school, I went and got a job. My parents said if I was in full-time education, they'd give me an allowance, but if not, I have to work. So, I got a job in a big store in the menswear department. Actually, I think I have to go out and find out what I could do, because in school, I wasn't particularly brilliant. So, when it came to doing work, I think I had to prove a lot of people wrong. So, I really felt like doing it, even though it was just selling socks and Harridges. 2. The Hilton Dance Company have been at the Camden Theater for almost a month now, offering us a wonderful program of mainly modern dances. The company have just celebrated their 20th year of performances all over the world. But this week, they'll be taking a break from dancing to give us an idea of how a dance company works. Top dancer and company manager Lisa West will be in the theater telling us about the company's work. But all the dancers will be there too, so it's also your opportunity for a get-together. And of course, you don't need to have any experience of dance for this. 3.
I tell you, we were dead lucky. He could have done some serious damage if we hadn't reacted so quickly.
What did he do? Just shoot straight out without looking?
Yeah. Claire yelled something at me and I just slammed on the brakes.
Did he stop?
You're joking. Just blasted his horn at us and carried on.
And there was nobody behind you?
No, fortunately. Otherwise, who knows what might have happened.
You were lucky. That road's always busy.
4. The research for a major wildlife TV series can take up to a year, followed by about 2 years filming, with 4 or 5 camera teams around the world at any one time. Finding the right stories to film is only half the job. The other half is finding the right location and then going out to help the camera person film it. This can be difficult. You have to make sure you're in the right place at the right time. So good planning is essential. We spend a lot of time on the phone beforehand, getting advice from local experts. 5. This is the most beautiful place I've ever visited, and believe me, in my career as a travel writer, I've seen some fabulous scenes. From the deck of this small sailing boat, I have a wonderful view out over a short expanse of sparkling blue water to the white houses of the village on the left, and then to the wooded hillsides behind which climb up to the snow-covered mountain peaks surrounding this lovely valley. By the water's edge, people are sitting in the late evening sun, enjoying a leisurely meal of fresh fish caught in these waters only a few hours ago. It's heaven.
6. Give me my money back isn't the point. My son needs to practice for an important match, but at the moment, his table is lying in bits on the floor. When I bought it, I was assured that it would only take a matter of moments to screw the different parts in place. But the instructions don't make sense. Since I paid so much for it, I think it's only fair to ask for some hands-on help from you in getting it into a usable state. My son is impatient for a game on his new table.
7. Helen, was this business always a dream of yours?
No, not really. It developed from what we used to do, build fishing boats.
How long have you been in business?
About 8 years. First, we built the marina. Then we bought boats to rent out for cruising holidays. It's going well.
How many boats do you have? During the summer, I bet you're pretty busy.
Yes, people use them like caravans, really. They go upriver for their holidays and then bring them back to the moorings here for us to prepare for the next client.
8. This is a really delicious part. Plenty to get your teeth into. Some very good speeches, a lot of change of mood. There's lots for the audience to identify with, too, so it all goes to make my job more rewarding. The fact that this is a revival means I also have the challenge of putting my own stamp on a role. The original performance, by the man who created the part some 20 years ago, will still be in the mind of some members of the audience. I couldn't ask for more.